Hi, welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. Once a month, we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Later on in today's episode, we'll talk about the kids' game Dodgeball, the topic of sports here at Study Now, but first up, it looks like Japanese curry is going to India. I'm Scott Pikarjik, thanks for joining me. Today, we welcome back Study Now news announcer Carl. Welcome back, Carl.
Yeah, hey Scott, thanks for having me.
Yeah, how have you been? It's been a while.
Yeah, been pretty good. It's been very busy.
You probably got summer break coming up soon. You have any vacation plans?
Oh yeah, I'm going back to Australia.
Oh, wonderful.
3 weeks, yeah.
Ooh, and 3 weeks.
Escape the Osaka heat.
Oh my God, yeah. It's so hot. I mean, I know it's a standard conversation to complain about the heat, but oh my God, is it hot lately?
Yeah, the humidity, mate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I enjoy it for a bit, but it's also nice to have a little bit of a break from it.
Yeah.
I like barbecues and all that and going swimming and...
We do have the beer gardens here that helps with the heat. But it's going to be cooler back home in Australia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Our winter's actually pretty mild, so...
Yeah, so it's winter there right now.
20-odd degrees, yeah.
Okay, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, comfortable.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What kind of things do you do when you're back home?
Oh, mainly catching up with friends and family and, Australian things like barbecuing.
A quick Australian culture question. Do you really call barbecue the Barbie?
Barbie, having a Barbie.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. I heard that in movies, but I always wondered, like, is this just an American stereotype of Australians or is it?
The one is, throw a shrimp on the Barbie.
Yeah.
You might have heard that. I think Paul Hogan said it in a commercial once. But yeah, we don't say shrimp much. We say prawn, not shrimp.
Okay. So throw another prawn on the Barbie.
Yeah. So it was slightly Americanized if you picked up on that.
Yeah. To translate for
us. Yeah. Something like that.
Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on July 24th titled Coco Ichibanya to Expand to India. So in this story, we learn that Japan's biggest curry chain, Curry House Coco Ichibanya, has announced that they are going to start opening stores in India, a place famous for curry. And I guess they have plans for 10 restaurants in the next 5 years and up to 30 restaurants in 10 years. So that's big moves being made of Japanese curry moving in to compete with Indian curry, which is, of course, where curry originally came from. So so what was this was your choice today.
Because I think last time we did a podcast we had curry afterwards, right?
Oh, that's right, we did.
Yeah,
curry.
So that kind of Scott curry, it just all seemed
makes me happy.
Well, Scott podcast curry, yeah.
I'm happy to be associated with curry because I absolutely adore Coco Ichi curry. Like, I could eat it every day for the rest of my life and I would be completely happy.
Really?
But yeah, so I mean, what do you think about this idea of Japanese style curry, which is a little bit different to Indian curry, going to the Indian curry market to compete? That sounds interesting to me.
Yeah, it's one of those things that could go either way. Like, if they understand that there is a place in the market for it, I think it could be very successful. And if not, it could be an epic failure. Kind of like, Starbucks trying to open up shops in Australia.
Oh, did that fail?
Oh, mate, they lost over $100 million
over
7 years. It just terrible, terrible.
So they're done. Did they give up or do they keep trying?
I think they've got a few stores around, but I think it's mainly geared at the tourist market. Or maybe they're trying to reinvent themselves, but it was...
I had never heard that before. What do you think, as an Australian, what do you think was the reason that they had trouble getting traction?
Market research, I think. They didn't really understand the local market. Australia already had a very rich coffee culture. And to be honest, I think Starbucks coffee isn't really their selling point. It's more like the atmosphere. You can come in, you can sit down and chat with friends. And we already had that.
Yeah. You already had the coffee culture. Starbucks was not solving any problems.
No, yeah, exactly. So then it makes you think like, okay, if India already has curry, well, are they getting a new perspective on it through Coco Ichi? At least with Coco Ichi, they said they're only going to start with 10 stores to begin with.
Right.
Starbucks just kind of went, okay, we're Starbucks. So we just keep opening Starbucks. And
they were overconfident.
Yeah, they closed 61 stores.
Oh,
I don't
gosh.
Know how many. They opened like 80 something and closed 60.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah, I wonder if you know, the Indian market will be receptive to the Japanese style curry, because it is different, different enough that sometimes I'm in the mood for Japanese curry and sometimes I'm in the mood for Indian curry.
But what do you think about like Japanese take on American foods, for example, like hamburger shops, your Mos Burger, Freshness Burger, things like that? Do you think that they've improved the American style hamburger? Or?
Yeah, I mean, hamburgers like curry, they're kind of a comfort food, and the basic idea is flexible enough that you can adapt it for many different styles and tastes.
Yeah, so I'm just wondering, would you think that would be successful in America? Like, I think price-wise, like, you pay a little bit more for that here than you would pay for your fast food hamburger in America.
Yeah.
If they were charging a similar price, would it be able to compete? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it might come down to the people in that country, either America for hamburgers or India for curry. How flexible are those people with their image of that food? So like I think Mos Burger probably wouldn't go over very well in the US. Yeah. I think it seems too basic, maybe. Like, you look at it and they're beautiful little hamburgers, but yeah, maybe they're not, what's the word I'm looking for? They're not daring enough, maybe.
Okay.
Whereas, you know, like, if Freshness Burger might work, actually, because they are like pretty big. There's lots of, you know, tons of fresh vegetables on them.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit difficult to fit in your mouth because they're so big. So maybe that's good for the Americans because we eat too much.
I thought about, like, what about, you know, California rolls coming to Japan?
Oh, yeah. I like this, cross pollination or fusion of different styles of food, starting in one country, going to another country to change a little bit, and then coming back home.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Reader's Choice. These are topics that were requested by StudyNow users like you. Our first topic today was from someone asking about how we choose the various articles to appear on StudyNow, because we do have a wide variety of topics that appear. I don't know that much about it. Carl, do you?
A little, but you're probably better off talking to Steve.
Yeah, that's right. So Steve, who we've talked to before on the show here, is with us in the booth. Steve, you work for StudyNow. Tell us a little bit about how you guys choose articles.
Well, choosing articles is one of the more difficult things because, you know, obviously we can't make news. News just happens and we have to find it. So some days it's very easy. Some days there's lots of stuff going on, but some days there's just nothing happening and you have to search really hard through the internet to find something fun and interesting. But when I choose something, I always try to think, what do I want to read? If I was skimming through a list of stories, what would I click on? So I filter out a lot of stuff that's, you know, just doesn't immediately grab me as interesting. So you might find like a lot of the more out there stories, like, I don't know, alligators and barns and stuff like that are usually the ones I choose because they're kind of more outlandish stuff, I think. But to balance that out, we have a lot of other people. The Japanese staff choose many stories. And
there's a lot of people choosing and looking for news. Everybody has their own style.
Yeah, it's good to get a lot of different perspectives and feelings, I think.
And you like the wacky stories.
I'm very sensationalist. anything that grabs people, I try to go for.
All right, well, that's cool. So this leads into the other requested topic a little bit. This is kind of related. So we had somebody want to hear our thoughts on the story about Japanese basketball player Rui Hachimura, who is living in the United States, and he just got drafted by the NBA, the National Basketball Association in the U.S., to play professional basketball there. I mean, this is really big news. I guess it's on the news here in Japan almost daily. I had not heard of it because this is a sports-related story, and I don't really follow professional sports. I just have no interest. I don't hate it. I just have no interest in it. So yeah, and this person was also asking, our reader was wondering why we don't do more sports-related stories on StudyNow. So since we're talking about how stories are chosen, Steve, why don't we see more sports-related articles on StudyNow?
Well, with regards to Rui Hachimura, yeah, I kind of dropped the ball on that one. I think we should have done that story. I think it was just the timing of it. We were doing too many other things at the time. And it just kind of, sometimes they slip by. But yeah, we should have done that one, I think. That was relevant enough. But usually with regards to sports, it's a really regional thing. It's very local. Like, even you and I probably can't talk to Carl about sports because just our geographic differences.
Yeah, like, yeah. Carl was trying to talk to me about cricket just a few minutes ago, and I don't know what he's talking about.
It's the second most popular sport in the world after soccer. So I'm just, yeah.
So sometimes when I say I'm searching for news, I'll click on the sports section. I'm like, I just kind of sigh and I go, it's all really American, like American football. Like, I can write about it and I'm interested in it, but I don't think a lot of people in Japan would care about what's going on in the NFL so much.
The J-League or, you know.
Well, see, that's more in the Japanese media, so I'd expect the Japanese writers to choose those stories, and they do sometimes, but I think also we don't have too many sports heads in their staff, I think, at the moment at least.
Yeah.
So that's one of those things, I guess, you know, if I think sports would be great to use on the app because sports is very rich in language, I think, that has its own jargon, and there's a lot of idioms that transfer into real
life. That's true. You could be very proficient in English, but then still have difficulty talking about this sport or that sport because, like you say, the jargon and the special terminology.
Yeah. And then there's so much slang that comes from sports that's used in like business and daily life too. I think it's a really fruitful topic. So I think we should do more sports. I vote more sports.
So what you're saying is you dropped the ball there?
I already said that.
Jeez,
where were you? I would say
I wasn't listening.
I might say I fumbled a bit though.
You fumbled a bit, yeah.
And cost me a few yards, but it wasn't foul play.
It wasn't foul play. No.
So in any case, it sounds like we're open to the idea of getting some more sports stories in at some point in the future. So don't lose hope. Those were our reader-suggested topics for this month. Thank you to Koji, Mamio, and Wataru for sending those in. If you have any suggestions for topics you'd like to hear, please send us a message through our website or from inside the Study Now app. Our final topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on July 12th. Titled, Study Calls Dodgeball Legalized Bullying. Canadian researchers are saying that the game of dodgeball in school can be as harmful as bullying. They're saying that there can be negative psychological effects on the smaller or weaker students who play this game. So this story caught my eye because I loved playing dodgeball as a kid. I was not very good at sports. I didn't really love PE class. But man, when it was dodgeball day, you had my full attention. I loved that game. So did you guys have dodgeball?
No.
Really?
Didn't really play it in Australia, no.
Oh, wow. So when was the first time you played it?
Actually, in Japan.
No kidding.
I must have been around 30 years old, I suppose.
What was the occasion?
An American friend just said he was having a dodgeball game in the park, and I thought it sounded fun, so I went.
Wow, that sounds great. Hmm. So yeah, what was your impression of playing dodgeball?
Good fun. I'm like, but the people I played with were friends and all kind people, so there was no element of bullying at all, I thought.
Right, yeah, no bad feelings.
But I can imagine maybe in a school level it might be a bit different.
Yeah, yeah. So like I say, I was interested in this article, but I'm also very, I'm very torn because I had a good experience with it and
You're not one of the jocks, are you?
Like, no, not at all.
So there's probably other kids who would like dominate the game a lot more than...
Yeah, I was not the best player, that's for sure. But I still always had a good time playing it. But I can also understand what this study is saying. I can understand how somebody could feel badly playing this game, you know, like having a ball thrown at you really hard.
It's a ball. It's light. It doesn't weigh much. You know, I've come from a country where we grew up playing rugby and Australian rules football, and you get tackled. You get the whole weight of a person smashing into you. Like, I'm not really getting here why it's such a big deal. Like, oh, I got hit by a ball.
I don't think it's a physical thing. I think it's the psychological aspect of seeing this angry face throwing something at you really hard.
I'm not sure how that's different from other sports. So like if I'm playing a bit of rugby with the boys at school and someone throws me the ball and then there's that kid who doesn't like me either with his angry face charging at me at full speed.
Yeah,
they're both...
Yeah.
You can both be intimidating either sport, I think.
Right, right.
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm not sold 100% that this is like a real dodgeball problem or if it's just something about competitive sport. You know?
I agree with that a little bit too, because I was reading an article where somebody was saying, well, okay, maybe this is a problem. Maybe some people experience some trauma, but how is that different from a spelling bee?
Yeah.
You know, like you're still competing against other people and, you know, there's still pressure and psychological effects. Yeah, yeah. So like,
it makes you look like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just the way it's run though, as well. It might not be the game as such, but the right. way it's run. Because I had great times playing dodgeball. I even met my wife playing dodgeball.
No kidding.
Yeah. So for me, there's no element of bullying whatsoever. It's quite the opposite. It's, you know, the birth of romance, isn't it?
Wow. So how did that happen? Did she just like hit you in the face with a ball?
And oh, you know, I woke up seeing stars and said, like, oh my God, you're beautiful.
Wow. Yeah. Such a beautiful story.
Yeah. Too bad it's not 100% true. But yeah, we were playing dodgeball. And she was a friend of a friend. And got talking and.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then, yeah, see, that proves that it's not something universal about dodgeball that's perhaps bad. It's how it's conducted and managed.
I say it's the only sport where the human is the target. That's Canadian researchers, too. I've seen them play hockey.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of players not actually targeting the puck.
Oh,
from what it looks like as an observer. What's that? They've got like maybe a bit of a chip on their shoulder about that and think, oh, well, we can't be critical of hockey now, can we? Because that's the lifeblood of Canadian sport right there.
If they had tried to do this study about hockey and say that hockey was damaging, then we probably never would have heard from them again.
No.
If you enjoyed today's episode, visit our homepage at studynow.jp and download our English News Study app.
Every day you can read and listen to articles like the ones we talked about in this podcast. For each story, the app gives you vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese.
And with a premium subscription, you'll get access to show notes from today's podcast episode, a full transcript of our conversation, and many other tools that will help your English study efforts. That wraps it up for this month. Thanks for joining us again, Carl.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Scott.
Steve, thanks for being a special guest star.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.